today's show with a big interview that I'm very excited for. Now, I've talked with my guest before, but chances are good you've never heard it because I haven't talked to him in many years. David Tice is best known in the investing world for his role as the founder of the Prudent Bear Fund, which he ran from, I want to say, the 1990s into, well, close to 2008, somewhere around there. And the Prudent Bear Fund was really the first bear market fund, which made David, for a lot of people, the first source they ever really had of, like, there's a guy who's betting against the market and there's a bear market fund and you can do this. Yep. And he was that guy. And he had a long and productive and illustrious career there and then moved on to other things. And what he's moved on to most recently is he became the chief investment officer at the Ranger Active Bear Fund. If that rings a bell to you, it's because Brad Lammensdorf is part of that fund, and he's here on the show fairly often. It's ticker symbol HDGE. And you can learn more about David, the fund, and the firm, which of course does the Lammensdorf Market Timing Report, at lmtr.com. David's on Twitter at dtice29, but right now he is on Money Life. David Tice, great to have you on the show.
Really glad to be with you, Chuck. It's been a long time.
It has been. And that's not to call us old. We have been doing this for a long time, David, but I got to ask. I mean, you know, we would think that a bear market investor just is in their glory in times when, you know, I don't care whether it was 1987 and Black Monday or the Friday the 13th panic in 1990 or the internet bubble bursting. And you've lived through a bunch of these things as an investor. But even for a bear market investor, I'd have to imagine that what we're seeing right now is maybe a little bit more off-putting and confusing than any circumstances you've ever lived through before, right?
Yes, it really is. I mean, this kind of pandemic where the economy's been shut down for 2 months here, we're talking about reopening. We're trying to predict if people are going to feel safe or not leaving their home, if they're going to jump on airplanes. We're not sure when or if a vaccine comes. We don't know if there couldn't be a second outbreak by opening up the country and we have to shut down again. All these kind of events are certainly not anything that we've lived through before.
You're bearish by business, not entirely by nature. I remember talking to you when you were like, yeah, no, I'm an optimistic guy. I'm just also a realistic guy. Are these times as bearish or as potentially bearish as we think they are? Are the negatives looming or is the worst over?
Okay, so let's talk about my predilection towards the negative side. So, yes, I'm CIO of a bearish fund, and therefore people might doubt my objectivity. However, I've joined this firm because I believe protecting investors and being bearish and spreading a more realistic view is in their best interest. And that's why I've joined the Active Bear Fund. Now, this has been a retracement rally, and therefore we were expecting that. Fibonacci tells us it should be between 38% and 63% on the retracement rally. We've had that. We've actually gone a little bit past that. I believe that we will retest lows. I believe that we will break through lows. I believe that we have a depression on our hands. This is not a standard garden variety recession. That activity and feelings of consumers are going to change longer term by this outbreak of the China virus, and that we have a lot more pain to go.
When you talk about we're going to retest and break through lows, how fast, how far, how long?
So in the 1930s, we had a five-month rally, and I believe we rallied about 48% off the low. But then we fell about 86% subsequent to that, and it was more of a slow grind down. And I just listened to David Rosenberg, who was just speaking at the Malden Conference, and he was talking about Bob Farrell's market rules. And he's talking about you know, the fact that typically in a bear market, you have the first decline and then you have a retracement rally. And then that's generally followed by a downward fundamental drawdown that takes some time. And I think that's what we're going to experience. And it could, we could face that over 2 or 3 years. So I'm not expecting another crash. I think there could be some, you know, 5%, 10% declines over 2 or 3 days, but it's likely to be just a grind down. Now, is that going to start tomorrow, or is it going to start in the next couple weeks? What we're facing is people want to be positive. People want to feel patriotic coming out of what essentially is a war. They want people to do well. I want people to do well. I want people to go back to work. We bears hate the fact that there is economic pain being experienced everywhere where people are out of work and people's stocks are going down. But we're bearish because we're trying to paint a more realistic picture and help people prepare for what might be coming.
In terms of how investors play it, I mean, obviously you run a fund that is designed to make money in these conditions, but not everybody can run can invest in a bear market fund. And quite honestly, you always said that you didn't really want people who'd say, oh, I think the market's bad, let me invest in prudent bear fund now. You wanted people who said, I'm going to make an allocation decision to a bear market fund, and I will hold it in good times or bad because of what it does to diversify my portfolio. In these market conditions, short of, hey, buy the fund, how do you tell somebody to invest? Is it buy gold because it's a hedge for inflation and all this stimulus will result in inflation? Is it buy the, go short against the things that have already been crushed? How do you decide what you're going to invest in right now?
Well, people need to invest in themselves, and they need to listen to smart people, and they need to look at their own portfolio and determine risk reward and decide if they, frankly, the market is a bit of a casino today because nobody really knows where the future lies. I believe that we are in a depression. I believe that the longer term consequences of this are really can't really be questioned. Even if we have a bounce in people reopenings and people getting back into the mainstream, are they really going to spend what they spent in the past? Is the savings rate going to go up dramatically? Are they going to be a lot more cautious about if they go to restaurants and go to bars? I think so. There have been surveys out where as many as 80% of Americans are saying they don't want to hop on an airplane right now. Business is going to be down for a couple quarters at least. I think until we get a vaccine or a cure, there's going to be significant ramifications on reduced consumption. And we know that consumption accounts for 70% of economic growth, and services account for about 70% of consumption. And therefore, that's going to be a big drawdown in economic activity. And if you look at the rally in stocks, and again, quoting David Rosenberg, he was just calculating that the PE ratio on normalized earnings today, and this is normalized, it is now about 20, which is very, very expensive.
Considering all of that, should investors, as a general rule, be looking at the prospect of increasing their cash holdings, keeping some powder dry, rebalancing now before we get into that long, slow bleed you were talking about, all those other sorts of things? Because obviously the long-term advice that most people are taking is stay the course. But staying the course is going to have its own set of difficulties here.
I believe individual investors and, frankly, institutions ought to raise their cash levels. This has been an 11-year expansion before this recent bear market started in early 2020. That's been a long time. I believe that the market was very expensive before we had this virus outbreak. We've had a significant decline, about 36%, but then a rally off that. We're still only 15% below where we were at the peak. And I think the NASDAQ is actually up for the year right now. So those are levels of the stock market that indicate an expensive market. And you look at where we are going forward, given how people feel about the future, given the percentage of unemployment today, given the fact that I believe a lot of these furloughs and layoffs are likely to be permanent, where the perception is everybody's going to come back to work, or a big percentage of people are going to go back to work. There's a lot of small businesses that are going to go out of business. There was a survey recently that said for small businesses, as many as 52% surveyed believed that they would be out of business in 6 months. Maybe there's some pessimism from that, but I don't think so. And we also don't really know if there will be a second outbreak due to reducing stay at home, where we get people out going to restaurants. Recently, we just heard this weekend, one individual went to a nightclub and ended up spreading it to, I think, 50 people. Those 50 people can spread it to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So one of the risks is we could have a second outbreak due to the fact that we tried to reduce social distancing, and it was kind of more hope than anything. There's a big risk there. And then there's also a big risk September and October. This is what happened in the Spanish flu. We had a second outbreak just as it got warmer again. So that could happen. And this virus could mutate, and it could be significantly more lethal in its next stage. So there's all these levels of risk that are not really being priced in.
Well, David, I wish I had more time to talk to you about how to appropriately price those things in, but unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time. But this has been great, and having not connected with you for a long time, I hope I don't have to wait nearly so long to connect with you again. Thank you so much for joining us. Great. Let's do it again soon. That's David Tice, everybody. He is the Chief Investment Officer at the Ranger Active Bear Fund. That's ticker symbol HDGE. He's working with Brad Lammensdorf, part of the Lammensdorf Market Timing Report, which you can learn about at lmtr.com. David, of course, was the founder of the Prudent Bear Fund, and he's on Twitter at dtice29. Okay, this was a great way for us to start the May the 12th edition of Money Life, but we've got a lot more to go. Up next, I'll be talking with author Julia Hobsbawm about the simplicity principle. Yeah, we're going to simplify your life, as we probably all should be doing in these crazy times, when we come back right after this message.